93.5 and iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way, 7:35. You always give the answer to question one. So everybody that's listening right now, you have an edge. The answer is 22, the number 22. Good luck.
Coming up, when was the last time you cried at a movie theater? When was the last time you really cried at a movie theater? And who was there to comfort you when you did? Funny story from my wife over the weekend. I'll share with you in a few moments. First, it's Sabrina Carpenter. Here's Espresso. Move Radio.
Yeah.
friends, real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 103.5.
Jordan on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. When was the last time you cried in a movie theater? Like, really cried? The movie just touched you in a way and you just uncontrollably are crying in the movie theater.
Oh, it's been, I don't go to as many movies as I used to. I think this is going back a ways. I think it might have been the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Aaron and I went to that together. And that was a big, big mess by the end.
For both of you? Or just primarily
Matt? No,
okay,
both
so
of
Aaron,
us.
You were crying too.
It was one of those, like, I think we kind of side-eyed each other just to make sure the other person was weeping as well.
I don't want to be the only one here crying.
See, and I didn't know the ending because I never saw the original. And I think you knew the ending.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot. That was horrible.
It was really horrible.
Oh, I felt badly.
But at least it was, you know, in a theater where a lot of people were crying.
Yes. Mm.
It wasn't like, you know, crying at a moment in a movie where not seemingly, like, it moves other people the same way. Everybody was crying in this theater.
So my wife had a big emotional moment in a theater over the weekend. I wasn't with her. She took our son and a couple of his friends to see the movie that was number one this weekend, The Wild Robot.
I do not have the programming to be a mother.
His chances aren't super good.
I will
protect him.
So it's based on a children's book. It's this robot that's shipwrecked and learns a new way of life and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very popular book with kids. So my son and his friends, they all read it. I think it was last year in school. So they were all hot to go. But they went to like an early afternoon showing. I think it was like 12:45 or something like that. So the number of kids far outnumbered and outweighed the number of adults. And because my son is 10, he wanted to sit by himself with his buddies. He didn't want mom or any parent just sitting right there next to them. So she sat a couple of rows back and was just
sobbing.
An emotional wreck. I think she's like, I have not, it's been years and years and years, similar to what you were saying. She was just a mess. And so, the movie ends and, the boys are largely fine, as are most of the kids in the theater. Yeah. It's just the random odd adult who's there supervising a group that's having this moment. And it's still like all over Shelley's face as to just how emotional she's been and how much she's trying to play it tough, but it's just so obvious. And it was so funny because my son said nothing. One of his buddies is like, it's okay, Shelley. I shed a tear too.
Aww.
So she's getting comforted by a 10-year-old for just being an emotional wreck in the theater on Saturday.
Aww.
But she said it's a phenomenal movie. Aww. Just really, really, really good.
Good. I don't know the story. I never like read the books or read the books to my nieces or nephews or anything like that. But I just, from the trailer, I just felt like this one's a sob fest.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of know anything with a robot that becomes your friend is just not going to end well.
It's almost like an animal movie, an animal story. Sure.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, come on. I think I've cried more on the plane watching a movie than I have in the theater. Cause you know, sometimes you'll just like, oh, what do they have? And you'll throw something on. And do you guys remember the Me Before You?
Oh, yes.
I vaguely remember the title, but I don't remember who was in it or anything like that.
So Emilia Clarke she played Daenerys in Game of Thrones. She was the lead in this, and she plays a caregiver to this guy who becomes a quadriplegic in a motorcycle accident. And he's very rich, he's going through a lot, and he's angry and stuff. And she becomes his caregiver, and they develop this relationship. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Needless to say, it doesn't end the way you would like it to end. And I remember crying like that loud crying, like not just when you're just like, oh, cute little tears and stuff, but that like.
Yeah. Was there a 10-year-old around to comfort you as well?
No. You know what? There was a lineup to the airplane bathroom because my seat was by the bathroom.
Oh.
So it was a whole bunch of people.
You had an audience.
Yeah. Oh. Just going. There was one older lady in particular. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, it's the movie. It's the movie.
Move's Dream Big is back. With $20,000 winners every week. Dream Big with Move.
Dream Big.
Plus new, bigger Dream Big bonus prizes. $1,000 every single weekday.
Wow.
Listen for new keywords every 2 hours from 6 to 6. Then enter them at move1035.ca. The more you enter, the more chances to win. Dream Big with Move 103.5.
Dream Big with Move.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement de Québec.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
White Spot knows that one of the hardest Thanksgiving traditions to master is turkey math. Like, how big is a 15-pound turkey? How many people does a 9-kilo turkey feed? Was it 13 minutes per pound? And is this going to be enough to feed the whole family? This Thanksgiving season, skip the turkey math and bring the family to White Spot. Enjoy favorites like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Or pre-order and take away our heat and serve dinner for two and enjoy one free pie. Now that's math everyone can appreciate. On now to October 14th at White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side. Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
Victoria moves in so many ways. The Pacific pulls us in. To roam its hidden alleyways, shift our perspectives, breathe history, taste the air, and savor every moment. Let yourself be moved. Visit tourismvictoria.com.
Everyone loves an easy call, like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or avoiding fairy lines on a long weekend, or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with VanCity is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
BC farming families like K&W Farms work hard to make sure you get fresh quality island eggs.
We've been BC egg farmers for 28 years now. You can find our eggs as Island Gold Enriched Brown or Island Gold Omega 3.
We're local, we're fresh, and we're family run.
As an egg farmer and a company, we're proud to show you what BC farmers do on a daily basis to get you a fresh quality egg.
Available at local grocery stores. Learn more about Island Eggs at fieldstoforks.ca.
I'm Adrienne Gear, president of the BC Nurses Union. Nurses know some cuts don't heal. Privatization and slashing healthcare budgets will put the lives of our loved ones at risk. BC needs to continue investing in public healthcare to ensure you and your loved ones have access to the safe patient care we all deserve. On October 19th, vote like your health depends on it.
Authorized by the BC Nurses Union. Registered sponsor under the Election Act. 604-433-2268.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a crash on the Portman westbound mid-span. Sea to Sky, a crash 99 south of Furry Creek and a stalled dump. Flatbed truck, actually, in Langley. Highway 1 westbound after 2:30 seconds. Experience the VinFast VF8, a premium family SUV with all-wheel drive and a 10-year, 200,000-kilometer warranty. Visit VinFastAuto.ca for details. Clouds and showers ahead today. The high will be 14. Right now, 11 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. I love this headline. The real reason Taylor Swift skipped Travis Kelce's game for a second straight week. What is going on? We'll have details coming up.
Just out of curiosity, is this the real reason or the real reason?
This is the real, the real reason.
I only want the really real. Yeah. Good.
couldn't get more real.
After David Guetta and Sia. Move Radio.
You shot it high.
See a Move 103.5. Well, the tour that everybody wanted to see come to Canada is coming to Canada.
Now, here's the scoop.
Oasis is coming to Canada.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange?
Well, they're just not coming to Vancouver. They are coming to Toronto, though. Dates are pretty limited. Only 5 shows in North America beginning in late August of 2025. Toronto, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Mexico City. If you want to travel to one of these shows, the public on sale is Friday at noon local time for each show. You may have heard the story that when tickets went on sale for the UK dates, that the ticket prices went through the roof, as they do for every big A-list show now. And that's primarily because of dynamic pricing. The more people that are trying to get through to buy, the program is set for that to just drive ticket prices up. Well, Oasis has announced that dynamic pricing will not be in effect for the North American shows. The ticket prices will be what the ticket prices are. And the starting price for tickets, if you don't take dynamic pricing into effect, was about $250 Canadian for the UK shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that, again, if you're looking to travel, but at this point, they're not coming here, and I don't know how many more concert dates are likely from Oasis.
Do we know when the Mexico City date is?
That one, I believe, is early September.
Oh, wow. Like of next year.
Yes. Yeah, a year out.
Okay. Yeah, it would have to be because we just passed September.
Oh, that's right.
Unless you have a time machine.
It just doesn't feel like that's possible.
September 12th is the Mexico City show. Los Angeles is obviously the closest. That is September 6th of next year.
Yeah.
Fun.
It'll be interesting to see whether they can hold it together and do these dates because there's not a ton of them. They are notorious for punching each other and getting into fights and calling it quits. So
it does seem smart to do like a real, because goodness knows they could like tour for a year and do like a bunch more shows. So at this point, maybe it's we'll see how this goes and then add some more dates later.
I think it's like they know themselves now. They know that they can tolerate each other for a certain amount of time and then it's just sort of best.
It's a sign of maturity.
I think so, too.
That's right.
I think so, too.
All right. So what is the real reason Taylor skipped to Travis Kelce's football game for the second straight week? The real, real reason, according to insiders. The real reason is that she's growing tired, that she's responsible for his poor playing and all the attention that she is getting at the games. Now, you know, he actually did have a really good game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Apparently I mean, the team itself is doing really well, and then he had a good game.
They are undefeated this year. I think going back into last season, they've won 10 games in a row, including the Super Bowl. So, it's weird, not to get too football-y on you, but they don't look like a dominant team, but they always wind up winning at the end. And he did have a really good game on Sunday.
Well, they did actually spend the day together beforehand.
Oh.
So they were together on September 28th. That was the day that was supposed to be their breakup. Do you remember the leaked document saying that they had an arranged relationship that had an end date. Well, that end date came and went, and they were hanging out together.
Shocking.
So here's something else, though, that that I found interesting from the insider, that the insider's like, people need to stop the breakup nonsense, but they also need to stop the speculation about the marriage nonsense. Because according to the insider, you know, one day it's one rumor, the next day it's the other rumor, and the truth is they're not really close to either. Not close to marriage, not close to breaking up.
I think I told you I had a bet with a buddy in my fantasy football group that Taylor and Travis were going to break up it was months ago, and I won $100 on that bet. He actually, in our group chat over the weekend, was ready to challenge me again to another bet. And I'm like, I'll take another $100
of yours.
Take
it every time.
Absolutely.
Do you and I have money on this now?
No.
What do we have a bet going on?
I can't remember, but it was something else.
I know. I thought it was this.
No. That is not good, guys, when you cannot remember your wagers.
But inevitably, one of us will come up to the other and go, you know what? I'm pretty sure that you owe me $100.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 103.5.
I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And why did exist. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Set on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's 7:33 and time to play the $1,000 Minute.
Caller 25 looking for you. 604-280-1035. We'll play after Luke Combs on Move.
You got a fast car and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. Fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. Driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone,
On our way to work at a middle school this morning. Do you want to give your school a shout out, or are we keeping that on the down low, Chrissy?
Let's keep it on the down low.
Keep it on the down low. Her name's not even Chrissy. You have no idea who this really is.
So why do you want to keep it on the down low? Just
because I'm going to be late, probably.
Okay, got it.
If we say her name is Chrissy, this is Michelle.
Yeah.
Our bad.
Right. Michelle, 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 right, that $1,000 is yours. If not, $10 for each correct answer. You don't know the answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time. Ready?
Okay.
Let's do it. Whatever your name is, you super smart player, you for the $1,000 minute. Let's do it. Let's start the game now. What is 1/3 of 66?
Pass.
Which came first, Dr. Pepper or Dr. Seuss?
Oh, Dr. Seuss.
It's actress Julie Andrews' birthday. What movie series did she star in with Anne Hathaway?
The Diaries one.
Dikembe Mutombo passed away over the weekend. He was famous for playing what sport?
Pass.
The Sheffields or the Winslows? Which was the family on the 90s sitcom Family Matters?
Oh, Winslows.
What color is the Energizer Bunny?
Pass.
Name a traditional spice in pumpkin pie.
Cinnamon.
What's the capital city? What's the capital city of the Yukon Territory?
Yellowknife.
The vigilante serial killer show Dexter premiered on this day in 06. What did Dexter do for a living?
Pass.
True or false, if you eat too many carrots, your skin will turn orange.
True.
Okay. That is false, actually. We had a lot of things we passed on and then some yelling in different spots. But there is a little bit of money there for you, Chrissy. Michelle, 1/3. 1/3 of 66 is 22. Dr. Pepper came before Dr. Seuss. Dr. Pepper in 1885. I think it was originally promoted as some sort of medicinal drink. Julie Andrews was in The Princess Diaries. You said the Diaries movies. You were kind of all around it, but we needed the title. It's The Princess Diaries. Dikembe Mutombo played basketball. You know your Family Matters. The Energizer Bunny is pink. You know your pumpkin pie. White Horse is the capital of Yukon. And Dexter did police work. He was a friend. Forensic scientist.
And you know what? The carrots question is actually true.
That
was a mistake on me printing up the question.
So
she does get money for that one.
All right.
So
then.
$30.
Oh, God.
But it is more dollars than you had a few minutes ago.
Yes.
That's true.
It does get you a nicer bottle of wine than the 20 it was looking like there for a moment.
Yeah.
So enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Real friends, real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
This round brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. We have another play of the $1,000 Minute coming up at 9:35 this morning.
We also have another draw for $20,000 in our Dream Big Contest. What are you going to do with all that money if we call you? 20 grand. Be listening for the next keyword so you can get in on these draws. It's coming up at 8 and our $20,000 phone call just after.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now, only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Captain Mighty here, workshopping some new hero catchphrases with Ellie from Hero Home Care.
Happy to help.
Ah, Hero Home Care, always ready to help. That's why you're heroes, not just caregivers. Especially when someone has a family member in need of home care.
Sure, whether it's companionship, 24-hour nursing, or something in between, we provide solutions for peace of mind to families in the Lower Mainland and the Fraser Valley.
Terrific! Say, what do you think about this? Justice Mighty style.
It's not great.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 12 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
Denied long-term disability? If the insurance company invites you to appeal, remember, the truth is that appeals can often trap you and run out the clock on your rights. There is a much more powerful option to get the compensation you deserve. Go to disabilityrights.ca and get disability lawyer Savannah Markin in your corner. Discover what the insurance companies don't want you to know and how Savannah can force them to pay what you are owed. disabilityrights.ca.
Until October 21st, Lotto Max's Dream Big Contest is your ticket to a second chance. 30 weekly $10,000 prizes plus a $1 million grand prize when you enter tickets at lottomaxdreambig.ca. Conditions apply. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
A provincial general election has been called for October 19th, and there are so many ways to vote.
I always vote in advance. It's so easy.
I vote by mail. Super convenient.
I vote at my district electoral office.
I like voting on final voting day.
There are so many ways to vote. Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15. Until October 6th, dine in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
And now De Beers has been sold. Jewelers worldwide are worried about what's going to happen next.
But our reputation for always paying cash on the spot makes Spence Diamonds a favorite customer of diamond mines and diamond cutting houses all over the world.
That's why we're not worried, and you shouldn't be either.
You have Spence, and Spence has Fiona.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to youmoveme.com.
Time is running out for your chance to win the BC Children's Hospital Dream Lottery Early Bird Prize, worth over $300,000. Choose from world travel along with an Audi plus gas and groceries for a year. Or take a GMC Sierra plus a travel trailer and more. Get your tickets now and help make kids mighty. Early bird deadline this Friday. Tickets at Save on Foods or bcchildren.com.
Let's dream, dream big and there's smiles all around.
19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
It could be your colleague, your neighbor, or your best friend. It could be your mother or your daughter or wife. When one in eight women are diagnosed with breast cancer, it affects us all. So join us October 6th at the Canadian Cancer Society CIBC Run for the Cure and support the future of all women. Because when you run for one, you run for all. Sign up today at CIBCRunForTheCure.com.
I'm so excited!
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Hello, goal setter. You're awesome. Come set your financial goals with Golf & Fraser and see how awesome they can be too. Talk to us about a smart money plan today. Golf & Fraser. Power your possible.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We still have that crash on the Sea to Sky 99 south of Furry Creek. Delays in both directions. And that crash on the Port Man still there westbound around mid-span. The HOV lane is affected. Fall season is here, and so is Arexvy season. Are you ready? Ask your healthcare provider about Arexvy or visit arexvy.ca. Clouds and showers this morning and then again this afternoon. The high will be 14 right now, 11 degrees.
On Move 103.5. Going out to a restaurant is generally a very pleasant experience. It's fun. We enjoy doing it. What is something that restaurants are doing, though, besides like tipping culture that annoys you? Because I do think there are certain things with restaurants now that weren't necessarily the case before. And maybe there are good reasons for it. But I went out for lunch and I was meeting some friends for lunch the other day. And I was the first one there.
I know where this is going.
And which is unusual, but I was the first one there. It was a party of four. I was the first one there, and it's a busy place. It's a place that is often rammed. It was a little bit later in the afternoon, so it wasn't. There were tables open. And the host says to me, so you're the first one here. He's like, I can seat you, but how close is the rest of your group? And I said, they're closer, a couple blocks away. He's like, okay, are you sure? Are you sure they're coming soon? And I'm like, yes. He asked me four times, like he was doing me the biggest favor in the world, to be able to seat me at the table before the rest of the party showed up. And I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Do you think I'm just going to sit there for 3 hours drinking water, like just holding up a table? And because I'm not, because my friends are like literally 10 minutes away, or not even. Like it was literally about 5 minutes. But he made it a big deal. Like this was like he was doing me a solid. Super huge favor to seat me. And I feel this is a thing now where you can't sit down in a lot of places unless your whole party is there.
Yeah. You're kidding.
No.
Yeah, I've encountered that.
Yeah.
No. It's so weird because you can show up as a single diner, and if it's just you, they put you at a table right away.
Yeah.
But if you are with a group, they don't want to seat anybody until the entire group is there.
I've never had that happen.
Really? Oh, I think it happens a lot. And I think part of it sometimes is that if you are, say, three people, they don't want you to take a table that's for four. They want to try to squish you in a two. Or that, I don't know, they think that you're just going to not spend a lot of money while you're waiting for the rest of the group to arrive. But it was the weird, like, I'm like, it literally, he asked me four times, and that's not an exaggeration.
It doesn't happen every time we go to a restaurant, but it has happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
For sure. We don't go to as many Vancouver fancy restaurants. but I have definitely encountered it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
There must be a cost somewhere. There will be a reason that they're doing it, but I have to tell you, it doesn't make the start of the experience that great.
Do you think it would be the opposite though? See, you and get you a drink in your hand.
Yeah. I know there are places that do that. And the place that I was going to, I mean, it was, you know, like there was a fair amount of seats. It wasn't like a tiny restaurant with four tables. You know, they had a fair amount, like not the biggest place for sure.
I'm also getting a little tired of the full court press on the 5-star review thing. You know, like have you had a situation yet where they've handed you a card with a QR code for you to scan that will take you to their Google review page and write a review there?
I know what
like,
happens.
It is, you know, it's on top of the tip that you're leaving behind. Can you also leave us a review? And I get it. I get that it's a fight to succeed in the restaurant industry. I get it. But it's tipping and reviewing, but we're not giving you a table until your whole group is here.
It is
very complicated as to how all of that comes together.
And then we're going to ask you to leave us like as soon as you're done. They're like putting the bill down, and you know, and you're like, okay, I've had, because it's very like, the timeline is a thing too, right? If it's a party of 2 to 4, you've got like an hour and a half to 2 hours depending on the place. If it's 6 or more, then you can have like 2.5 hours. But I mean, and I get it, I don't run a restaurant, but judging by the bear, it's very hard. It's very hard to make money.
Yes.
But still.
Yes.
Okay, it's time that I dropped the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one. We almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We could tell each other that it's done, still try. But you've been busy with the job and got no time. But I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of. Is only getting away of what I feel for you.
Ongoing issues. A crash on the Sea to Sky 99 south of Furry Creek delays both ways, and a crash on the Port Man. It's been there for a while. Westbound around Midspan HOV lane is affected. Charge ahead with the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV, a vehicle you know, value you'd expect, and a dealer right down the street. Ready to go EV? Chevrolet's got you. We've got some clouds and showers ahead today, a little cooler than seasonal as well. The high will be 14, and right now it's 11 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
It's October 1st, and just a reminder that you need snow tires to drive in most of our province starting today, including the Coquihalla and highways into the interior and the Sea to Sky. The BC Green Party expected to be first to roll out its complete election platform later today. Leader Sonia Firstuneau scheduled to hold the conference in Victoria. We go to the polls October 19th. South of the border, it's debate night again. This time, it'll feature the secondary names on the presidential tickets. Tim Walz and J.D. Vance are set to face off. StatsCan says the fertility rate in Canada reached an all-time low in 2023, and the lowest rates were recorded in British Columbia. It says Canada's fertility rate fell to 126 births per woman, joining the cohort of the lowest fertility countries in the world, including South Korea, Spain, Italy, and Japan.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 103.5.
An iHeart radio station. Dream big. Move.
Dream big.
New keyword now.
We have a $20,000 draw to do. Grand prize draw, one of our week ones. That's coming up in a few minutes. That is on the way. We also have to give you another keyword.
This hour's keyword is mittens. It's October 1st.
You don't need mittens yet. That's kind of ridiculous.
I don't know.
I know you didn't come up with it.
No. But I also don't know. You wear a toque like in the middle of summer.
That's
so
different.
I don't
That's
know.
Fashion.
I don't know when mittens come into play. But mittens is this hour's keyword in our Dream Big contest. Enter mittens at move1035.ca. Your next keyword is coming up at 10.
Strumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me slowly.